Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Today, I've got something fantastic for you. It's kind of like my gift to you for being a short-term or long-term listener. I just really appreciate you tuning in every week. And even if you're not listening to every conversation, the fact that you're tuning in to kind of bring and raise the resiliency in relationships that you're in business and personal, I just want to say thank you. And I've created another tool to put in your toolbox to help with creating further awareness about money. It's called the We Mentor Money Lab template, and you can use it for weekly money meetings so you can ground yourself with the facts, validate your feelings, and inspire action as you evolve yourself while you redesign or start your business. So once you get the hang of it, you can kind of tailor the exercise to fit your conversations. I suggest a six-week rule of thumb to use this exercise, as is until you have established a regular weekly money lab routine. Establishing a weekly money lab routine usually takes about 6 weeks. As we know, entrepreneurship is not the safest and most secure way to build a life, but it is one of the most incredible ways to know yourself and to build deep relationships with other people. All significant decisions that you make come back to you, and so there's a plethora of information always to sort out more about how you make decisions or what your belief systems are, or, you know, we get to see the outcomes and the negative and positive consequences to every decision that we make. So weekly money meetings are a way to build safety and security within yourself as you improve your financial literacy and build confidence with others in making financial decisions. We need lots of patience and practice with ourselves. Some of the benefits are to create an awareness about your belief systems, to have empathy with yourself and other people around money, to practice courage through vulnerability while you observe what you've done, you know, how you make decisions, your thoughts around it, your feelings, and how you create a life that meets your needs along with other people's needs. So the benefits of having money meetings are unpacking your any limiting beliefs that show up about money that are not helpful. You know, this is tied to our self-worth. And so, you know, sometimes when we're making a lot of money, we're feeling really good. And when we're not making a lot of money, we're feeling really bad. And so part of the money meetings is to bring your awareness outside of yourself. So you can look at your money and say, okay, this is the cash coming in this week. This is the cash going out this week or next week. How can we manage the cash flow? And do we need to build another resource? Do we need a loan? You know, what do we need in order to bridge the gap between when we generate a lot of money and when we don't? It's a way to practice effective expression. So how you communicate about money, it's like any relational literacy, right? Anything that you, it's a way to identify how you're feeling about money and how to be curious about what you're learning. And also, you know, make sure that it's aligned with your vision and your core values and how you're moving forward in your life. I put together the template in two ways. So you can have personal financial money meetings. You know, if you're having a meeting, it means more than one person. So you can have the money meeting with yourself to focus on what you're doing. but invite someone else with you along the journey that you're building a life with to help get comfortable with talking about money. So there's a personal financial overview of how you can set up your weekly 1 hour personal finance agenda. The second part of the template, so there's lots of different pages, that's why I'm saying you can tailor it, is a weekly 1 hour agenda for business finances. So the initial, it takes a little bit more time the first time around, but you'll get into a flow that fits for you and the person that you're working with when you're talking about money and planning together. So learning how money works in your life and in the world is kind of a lifelong proposition. So if you see it as that, play, experiment, learn, and address your feelings as they surface. So we start with your vision, and to give you a big, we start with the big picture, and then we go into more details. So you list most pressing money matters today, and you're identifying three feelings that you're experiencing in the moment, and you're creating a positive money belief, you know, something like, from this moment, I invite unlimited wealth and creativity into my life, or money flows effortlessly into my life as I make decisions for the greater good, or money flows as my dreams expand, or I release what I cannot control and what no longer serves me, or I'm open to receiving my deepest desires in whatever form they arrive in. So whatever the positive money belief that you want, and you can change it out every week if you want. And then we, you know, kind of take a look at the numbers. So the cash that you have on hand, what are the accounts, cash accounts and balances, and do you have some investments that you need to keep track of? How are you prepared for retirement, or what have you got in place? And your healthcare savings plan, do you have one? Do you need one? Do you want one? What does that mean? And any other investments that you have. And then you talk about, you know, your liabilities, because you want to make sure that you're expanding your assets and making sure that your liabilities aren't growing beyond what you can financially support. So taking a look and talking about your credit card debt and other debts that you might have, and just parceling it out for the following week. You know, where are we at now and where are we going? What's happening next week? And so you can look at your current activity and the actions behind it and the projected future. You know, what do you need to be thinking about differently this next week? And what are some strategies and ideas that can improve your current situation and facilitate goal achievement? So we're going kind of in depth, but not in an overwhelming way. We're just kind of like going a little bit deeper in to have conversations about how, you know, your relationship with this, what is more and more, you know, invisible, right? We've got these online accounts, we're moving money around, but we don't have any tactile experience with it anymore. So another way you can get that, if it feels like you need to understand it from a tactile perspective, my husband and I, Matthew, used to have these envelopes, and we would put on each envelope, you know, walk around money. We don't have to account for any money to anybody. We just each have our own amount that we are given to ourselves each week. There are envelopes for clothes, for vacations, you know, for marketing you could have for your business. So you can make it tactile and put a separate amount in each category. It doesn't necessarily need to be cash, but maybe it's like a note of the amount of money that you want to be, that you're putting in each week or every other week or once a month in these different categories, so that you're getting a tactile experience with the money that you're generating and you're experiencing it going out. It's also great to do with kids. So in your business, now that we've done some personal finances, in your business overview, I have a focus, what the purpose is of the regular money meetings, which is really to expand your ability to run your business, to train your mind about how to think about money, and build confidence as you create wealth and figure out how to build wealth. And I have some tips in there, and you start with talking about your overall vision and the impact that you want to make the next week. So we're breaking down your large goals and making them practical in the daily and the weekly conversations that you're having. And then you can look back and say, oh yeah, Wow, we exceeded our goal here. I thought we would, you know, put aside $100,000 this week or $10 this week and, you know, whatever the range is, you know, that you can validate what you're experiencing. So money isn't just coming and going without conversation. So you'll take a look at your business financial situation, and then you'll review your assets and liabilities in your business and what your current cash flow activity and actions are. What's the money going out? What's the money going in? Projected future, you know, do I need to think about how I'm securing my finances this week? Or maybe I'm freaking out about something, and how can I relieve some of my stress around the money? And I also have some tips for goal setting. It's a real practical, hands-on approach to talking and learning the skills of money so you can have a good relationship with your money. Just to give you a little background, my husband and I, a year before we got married, I had Ruth Hayden come. She's a money guru. She's been around for decades and has been on Minnesota Public Radio numbers of times and runs groups, money groups for couples and singles and helps them understand their relationship to money. And she wrote a book a long time ago called For Richer, Not Poorer, A Money Book for Couples. And a year before Matthew and I got married, every week, because we were at a point where I knew that the biggest arguments that people have in relationships are about money. And I wanted to master that and become very efficient about talking with money with Matthew. And so Ruth came and talked with one of my We Mentor labs, and we went through this book every week. We sat down and have a money meeting, and we set up a really strong foundation that has really helped us be resilient in our relationship with each other and also managing. I mean, if you can talk about money with your partner, you can talk about anything. Anyways, I can't encourage it enough. So download this PDF file and run a bunch of copies and just give yourself 6 weeks to really develop a routine and keep the framework around 1 hour and have a way in which if there's conflict or you're feeling uncomfortable, talk about where you're feeling insecure in the relationship or where you're talking about money for yourself. And how can you stay connected with each other while you talk about these issues around money that bring up a lot of deep emotion and make us feel bad about ourselves sometimes? So you can feel better about yourself by being able to talk about different aspects of your money. So there you have it. That's this week's little tip. It happens to be arriving in your mailbox on Memorial Day. So you can get started. Is it Memorial Day or Labor Day? What are we coming upon? Yeah, it's Memorial Day. The memories, right? In the spring, we're reflecting on our memories of our loved ones that we've lost in war all around in the United States of our soldiers and those people that have given up their lives to save us and help us live in the United States of America. So it's coming to you at a time in which you can set up a regular time that you meet every week. All right, so get started. I'll see you next week. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, Montfred de Notre Mère, brother from another mother. We shall see you all next week. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become effective as a business owner? Do you want to evolve yourself as you redesign your business? You can. We know that dual innovation with mentoring works. We've mentored thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and small business owners in this dual innovation process since 1992. We are here to co-create a mentoring process where you can nourish resilient relationships while you redesign your business. Resilient relationships promote relational literacy, the ability to understand and express healthy ways of relating. Even a slight increase in relational literacy can lead to significant improvement in all of your relationships. So why not take the risk to move out of dysfunctional relating and move into ways to deepen your connection to yourself and others? Assert self-leadership. If you aren't already subscribed to this podcast, go do it now. Go to wementor.com and get the support and skills needed to build a purposeful life journey with your peers on the entrepreneurial leadership path, consciously co-creating our future. You can also join our virtual mentoring community for one-on-one strategic mentoring or participate in a We Mentor Lab, because we mentor meaningful conversations and activities that lead to higher levels of functionality and engagement in our world and everything that we do with each other. So engage your curiosity and become the leader you envision yourself to be today. WeMentor.com. Go there. Check it out.